Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 190. Generally, when we hit an episode number ending in a 0 or 5, we like to do something a little special, kind of like a birthday once you're over the age of 35. However, given the widespread changes that are happening all over the place thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, I kind of thought that a little bit of normalcy might be something special in itself. That said, I hope everyone's doing okay out there. As a podcast about local music, I can't help but feel a little frivolous continuing to compile playlists, research bands, and spread the word. We certainly have bigger issues to worry about, but I think it's good to be grounded. It's good to feel connected to your community, and in a town that is so prevalent with live music, it's good to have something to look forward to. And frankly, it's nice for me to make this, even if it's just a distraction. There are a lot of artists out there that are setting up live streams, and I hope you're partaking in that, watching them and enjoying them, and if you have it in your means, contributing to them. A lot of these folks tour a whole lot and make their money from large gatherings of people, which is clearly not an option right now. Right before recording this, I was watching Paul Horton, aka No Stress, stream as part of the Paul Gallo Online Fest Really Nice Insta. It was great, and it was safe, and it was a way to get a live music fix. So yeah, do that if you can. Before we continue, a little housekeeping. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a network of podcasts creating original entertainment and documentary content. You can search your favorite podcast app for We Own This Town and find all of our shows. Or you can head over to weownthistown.net and see the latest episodes, along with links to subscribe. There's been a great series from Nashville Demystified on the 1998 tornadoes. There's been really insightful new episodes from Liquid Gold about how to help out the hospitality industry in these strange new times. And there's wonderful distractions from the likes of Hot Minute, My Fantasy Funeral, Ladyland, Thick as Thieves, Bandsplainer, and a ton more just to keep your brain busy. So head over there, subscribe, give yourself a little distraction, a little entertainment. You earned it, you need it. You need it to stay sane. This week, I'm gonna play some new music from a smattering of genres that have brought me some pleasure recently. This past week, Bandcamp ran a campaign where they waived their fee on sales and 100% of proceeds went to the artists. So there's a lot of great new stuff out there to check out. As usual, I will provide links to each of the artists on this show. Most of them will be to Bandcamp, and if you've got the funds, you can support them directly. So while the 100% deal with Bandcamp may be over, their regular split is still 85% in the artist's favor. That ain't half bad. All right, so let's just get into some music. I'll keep my insights to a minimum so you can just maximize your enjoyment. Let's start things off on the energetic side.
Because hunger is the
was CNL from International Friendly off their March 18th release, I'm Trying to Think But Nothing Happens. Much to my surprise, this band has been around for years and this just happens to be their most recent release. All four songs on this have this kind of bombastic energy and perfectly strained vocals that you heard in that track. So if you like that, there's more waiting for you. Just click through and check out the whole EP. If you're a music booker, write that name down and book them once we're out of the woods. I imagine this is really great live. All right, let's keep going. I said I'd keep things to a minimum, so let's keep things to a minimum and keep heading along. Isabella, the first single from the Blam Blam's forthcoming full-length album, Opening Night, due out May 22nd. The track premiered over on No Country for New Nashville and has a bunch of great insight on the new record. It's obviously going to be soaked in 60s, 70s glam style, but it's also a concept record that, quote, explores the life of Sidney Fable, the record's fictional protagonist, a bisexual actor slash artist in 1970s London who is stepping out onto the stage both literally and figuratively as he begins to discover his own agency amidst starring in a production with the Galactic Theatre Company. That sounds pretty fascinating and will surely explore some gender identity and sexuality themes. Looking forward to it. Follow the band on all the social medias to keep up with the new tracks, and I am sure we'll be playing more here as well. Okay, this next one, if you're a regular listener, you might recognize the artist name. Look at me with those wild eyes. That was Wild Eyes from Thunder Lily, a band that we've played on the show here before and that I've been captivated by because they only seem to be releasing new songs when there is a full moon. I mean, who does that? I love it. I don't need to tell you how great that song is, but it is great. I feel like they must love Hot Chip because that is on the level with some Hot Chip. High praise. The band is kind of a mystery to me in terms of its members and what the whole deal is, but I've intentionally stayed ignorant because I kind of enjoy the mystery. Thunder Lily, if you're listening, thank you for what you're making. Please keep doing it. Please keep releasing them on full moons, but do not tell me who you are. I like the mystery. All right, let's switch up the vibes entirely. Dancin' Lady from Teddy and the Rough Riders. I believe this was just released as a single in celebration of their now-canceled tour with Orville Peck, but I think it might actually be part of a forthcoming full-length album that was produced by Margot Price. Don't hold me to that, but I'm feeling 95% confident in that information. The band recently played during the Third Man Records public access live performances that happened last week. Third Man has put that program on pause because of the recent and sensible lockdown on Davidson County, but the stream is still up on YouTube and you really should go watch that. Speaking of lockdown, let's hear a track specifically about that.
I heard it started in Batso. Armadillo with a thicker skin and scales. Is a plural of that actually pangolin, like moose or sheep or deer or something? Anyway, my friend Joey told me that the other day. He read it on the internet, but I've been trying to stay offline and I didn't double check. Cause I'm not a scientist, and you're not a scientist. I've it even the scientists don't really know. But it's Friday night, baby, and everyone's home. Checking the news in the glow of their phones. If I had any more self-control, I'd pull out my tiny clock radio, dial past the static to NPR. Nothing feels scary if it comes from a speaker that small. God bless you, Ari Shapiro.
That was Pangolins from Katie Kirby, part of a two-song EP she released on Friday as part of the Bandcamp promotion that was running then. It's great to hear something from Kirby, as I really loved her previous EP, Juniper, that was released back in April of 2018. She says these songs are, quote, two fairly light and silly little songs that came about as I was writing down some of the anxious, idiotic thoughts in my head while I was cleaning the house last Friday in the first couple days of quarantine. They're maybe a little more frivolous than I would have written at this very moment. The weight of this virus continues to develop in dizzying ways, and I'm very, very angry at how we continue to be betrayed by various entities and individuals that are currently operating as, quote, the government. You're probably angry too. End quote. The song is lighthearted and it's fun and it speaks to the moment. I enjoyed it and I'm glad to hear others expressing similar feelings as myself. So thank you, Katie. Much appreciated. Please keep new songs coming. Don't make us wait so long in between them. But I'm glad that this was inspirational in some degree. All right, here's another jam for you. The number 13 from Lewis Prince off the recently released album 13. I kind of waffled on including this because I'm not entirely confident on the locale of Lewis Prince. He seems to spend a good bit of time in New York and may have even moved there. However, I made an exception here because he lived here when it was written and recorded. The album is filled with Nashville musicians and he seems to be back here now, according to the geotags on his Instagram. As an opposite example, I saw that Cale Tyson released a new song recently, and William Tyler has as well, and as good as that music is, and it is good, I'm not confident either one of those people lives here in Tennessee, so it's not local music. Anyway, my rationale aside, getting away from myself, this Lewis Prince is fantastic. It's a very unique mixture of dancey and breezy and sweet and forlorn and just, it's just a damn joy to listen to. I can't help but be reminded of the work of Here We Go Magic and Luke Temple, but coming from me, that is the highest praise. Wonderful overlap there in the Venn diagram. The entire album has this vibe, and you need it in your life. Go pick up a digital copy or stream it. Just don't sleep on this one. It's real damn good. All right, we're going to step into some instrumental music now, but it's still a wide gamut of styles, so here we go with a short one to start it off. That was In Spring from Jordan Lenning. If you're not familiar, Lenning is a multi-instrumentalist, producer, songwriter, and occasionally solo musician. He has a couple of great pop rock records out there under his name, but he's also recently started to release more of these style compositions. If you enjoyed this, go look up his Gray EP, No Net for Strings, and The Tone, all great works in this style. If you did not enjoy that, go listen to his rock records. You really can't lose with this guy. Okay. Keeping it instrumental, but switching up styles with another one. We'll be right back. That was Rotgut Soju, the title track from the brand new Oral Sax album. Actually, the album isn't officially released until April 3rd, but it's up on Bandcamp now, so there's no reason to wait. I initially started listening to Oral Sax because of the band name. It is infantile and ridiculous, but damn it, I appreciated that. Now, with this record, I hear a whole lot of new territory being explored, and I am very into it. The whole record has a wonderful mixture of synthwave vibes, some marauder vibes, a little bit of vaporwave production, sometimes some 80s TV show themes, and it's all mixed up with this kind of drugged out implementation. There's just a great deal of warbly sounds that are gentle and warm and a little bit dancey all at once. It's a trip, quite literally. Oral Sax also seems to be releasing a new track for every day they are in quarantine. That may not last, but it's a novel undertaking regardless. So click through on the episode details for more on all of that music coming out. All right, last track of the episode is a meditative one. That was Rich Ruth with Quarantine Sync 9 off the Bandcamp exclusive EP, Where There's Life. Ruth says this record is, quote, a collection of unmastered ambient works from the past year that felt fitting to release now. This music always serves as a sort of meditation to help me stay grounded and keep anxiety at bay. Hopefully it does the same for you. It will likely be removed before long. End quote. I love these kind of slow-moving ambient tracks that keep you calm and focused and tamp down the anxiety. We could all use plenty of that. If you haven't heard Ruth's prior release, Calming Signals, you're going to want to hear that as well. So click through on the episode details and snag a copy of both of these. That's it for our show this week. I hope everyone is staying relatively sane and healthy. If you need help, please reach out. Nashville is a community and people are willing to help. They just need to know you need it. Don't feel shame. Just reach out. Do it. Times are tough for artists and hospitality workers and business owners, and it's tough for everyone. This thing has impacted literally everything, so you are not alone. You can hit us up at weownthistown.net, find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That has never felt worse to say out loud after such a reminder that we're in odd and bizarre times. But yeah, we're there, so find us on the social media. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, stay isolated, and we'll see you soon. Bye.